For the first time in his 2 years in office, President Joe Biden landed in the epicenter of the crisis on America's southern border. As he surveyed areas overwhelmed by migrants, Republicans called it too little, too late.
It just so happens he's 2 years and about $20 billion too late. He needs to step up and take swift action.
The president spoke with local, state, and federal leaders and assessed security at the Bridge of the Americas, the busiest border crossing in El Paso, now the center of the migrant crisis.
This is one of the many sights President Biden didn't see. Hundreds of migrants living in the streets throughout El Paso with no end in sight.
Rafael has been sleeping inside a box to protect him from near freezing overnight temperatures, hoping for what American citizens take for granted.
My ultimate goal is to get a work permit so I can do what I came here to do, to work hard. I would ask President Biden to find a solution to this because what we want is work.
He's among hundreds who live indefinitely outdoors, ducking into humanitarian buses for warmth and a phone charge, dining on donated meals, their children playing in the chaos as they do on both sides of the border. At Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Father Rafael Garcia takes in 150 lucky migrants each night. Many of the rest live out here.
They've adjusted, and thanks be to God, it's not too cold right now. The temperatures are not going below freezing the past few days, and forecasted to not go below freezing in the next few days, from what I know. So the climate is cooperating, but it's still a harsh situation to be on the streets.
Yeah, there needs to be a national solution, right?
A national solution. Yeah, they cannot expect the local government to resolve these problems.
A solution the U.S. government has left undone for decades, even as Biden calls for comprehensive immigration reform. After his first on-the-ground look at the migrant crisis, the president left to meet with the Canadian prime minister and the Mexican president in Mexico City, where he hopes to find progress on the border crisis the U.S. hasn't found in Washington. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, El Paso, Texas.